All right, let's dive into a couple clickbait headlines. These are like, you know, the headlines you see come across your feed, and you're like, I'm not giving it a click.
I'm going to scroll on.
Yeah.
But Ben can't resist.
That's right. We've done it, so you don't have to.
Exactly. Hashtag research.
Headline, teacher's aide arrested for using poop spray in school.
What in the world? What in the world is poop spray?
It's like fart spray.
Okay.
It's like something
but
like
they
like,
just rebranded it.
Well, I don't know, I guess.
Okay.
It's Alexander. He's 32. He's a teacher's aide there in South Carolina. And I guessed I don't know why, but he decided he was going to spray this spray. And here's one of the parents on how the stench affected her son.
My son, his asthma's been triggered multiple times because of this, and I've had him taken to the doctor 3 times.
But get this, it costs the school $55,000 to
what?
Inspect an air condition repair. Because it got into the air conditioning unit, and he must have been spraying a lot. And it messed
it
up the air conditioning.
Destructive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, didn't know that. But yeah, so he's been arrested.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I remember having like fart spray or something like that when I was littler. And it does. It smells really bad. It doesn't even smell like a fart. Like a fart, I think is That's a human smell. You're fine with that.
From Gru from Despicable Me, didn't he have like a fart gun?
Yes, yes, right,
this
right,
is
right.
Very ripped from Gru's playbook.
But these are this smell is terrible. Like I've smelled this before. It is terrible.
Really?
Yeah. This guy Alexander. Yeah.
It triggered headaches, nausea, dizziness.
Yeah.
In the students. Oh my gosh!
Asthma. He was using it to like. Teach a lesson.
Like, get back, out of line.
Yeah, get back at them. It wasn't like a, hey, this is going to be funny type of thing.
Wow, so he was using it to try to keep them in line. Like, don't or I'll spray.
Yup.
Wow. That's crazy. Something like that could cause that kind of damage.
I know.
Who knew?
All right.
And so should they recall that stuff? Like, I feel like... you should issue a recall if something is that potent that triggers asthma attacks and makes you dizzy and nauseous and wrecks your air conditioning
now,
system.
Right. That's
crazy.
That is the crazy part. I don't know if there could be warnings on the label and things like that.
I guarantee you that's probably not already in the warnings, but they should add it.
Okay. Next headline. Last one. Dating tips from 2,000 years ago that still apply.
All right, I'll dive in.
I know. I was like, what?
How good
is this?
So
there are 3 tips from a poet in ancient Rome that have been unearthed.
Okay. How well does it apply today?
Yeah. So like someone looked back at dating advice from this poet in ancient Rome. His poet's name is Ovid. And some of it is like still valid.
Pretty solid.
All right, so 2,000 years ago, you have to make an effort.
Yes.
Ovid told men they shouldn't expect their soulmate to just magically appear.
Right.
You have to put yourself out there. Quote, she will not come floating down to you through the tenuous air. She must be sought.
Wow. Well, like, how did you do that back then, though? You just go knocking on doors?
They don't have doors. Oh, I guess they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not talking cavemen.
Right.
We're talking just ancient Rome.
Right.
All right.
But that's solid advice.
Here's another piece of advice. 2,000 years ago advice, dating tips. He said, you're probably not going to find them at a bar.
They had bars back then?
Yes, they did.
This is great.
He also said, you won't choose the right person if you're drunk.
Solid.
So he's talking beer goggles back then.
Yes, he is.
He said, look, I understand beer goggles.
Be of sound mind. And yes. Wow.
That's
he
crazy,
was
right?
Wise beyond his years.
Yes. And last one, don't look like a slob.
Yes. Pay attention to like grooming, hygiene.
These dating tips from 2,000 years ago. So Ovid, this poet said, do not let your nails project. and let them be free of dirt. Basically, don't let your nails grow too long and keep them clean underneath.
Did they have clippers back then?
Nor let any hair be in the hollow of your nostrils.
Wow, did they have nose clippers back then? Like, how did you do that, logistically speaking?
Probably honey. You just shoved it up there and ripped it out.
Oh.
Let not the breath of your mouth be sour and unpleasing.
Did they have mouthwash and toothpaste?
In other words, brush your teeth, cut your nails, pluck those nose hairs.
Shut up.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
2,000 years ago.
Ovid was, he was on to something. He was on to something.
It just goes to show you, like, humans, technology changes. Sure. Humans kind of the same.
Right. That was still, yep, that still operates the same way.
Shoot,
listen,
that's,
she's going to find you more attractive if
that's
you
right.
take care of that nose hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Brush your teeth.
Trim that stuff up.
Yes.
Trim that up a little bit.
Yep.
All right, there you go. There's your clickbait headlines.
That was great.
I know.
Ovid's the man.
On 99.7 DJX.